You are now experiencing the teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Martin of Life Community Church, located in Arlington, Texas.
Kingdom in this world, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, title of my message today, which is, I'm going to tell you, this came like last minute. And last minute according to my timing, but not last minute according to what the Lord wanted to have happen. Some years ago, I preached a message called Now Faith. And I have to do two things. One, I have to apologize to those of you who were there when I preached the message, because the heart of the message is a part of what it is that I'm going to express today. But I dare say this, in my immaturity, I took the aspect of the scripture out of context, and I ask you to forgive me for that. Now faith is the substance of things for, and I began to put an emphasis on the now faith, and that it wasn't appropriate insofar as the context of scripture. So God in his grace for me, and because of the conditions that I'm sensing for all of us, he allowed me to go back to pull a little bit of the content of that message and allow me to retitle it. Is that good? So the title of the message is this: The Faith for Your Now. I think that's a little more appropriate. The faith for your now. And I'm going to start with the topical scripture. How many of y'all were here last Sunday night? How many of y'all were there last Sunday night? Were y'all blessed with that? I was blessed with that. Just the whole evening was awesome. It was different. It was power packed. God had his way, and I believe that what he allowed us in planting a seed, we would continue, Life Community Church, to do that hand-in-hand with the Salvation Army in our community. But I started out with the topic scripture, Hebrews 11:6, and it says this: and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. As I began to look at this scripture that he left us with in the message title of Your Faith Turned Up. Your faith turned up. Turned up. Turned up. We learned that last week, you know, so far as the expression, this aspect of turned up is like young people when they go to the party. You know, you go in the party and the party's corny and whack or whatever, and you show up, your mindset is, oh, we need to turn this party up. We got to take this thing to a whole nother level of what partying is. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh, no, y'all saved. I'm sorry. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Wake up. Y'all go into a jam, y'all go to, it is like you're there with the expectation and intention of a good time. And when you go in and the atmosphere is not set for that good time that you're expecting, if you have any something like I do, if I'm going someplace to have a good time and people are not having a good time, oh, we're going to have a good time. Now, we know in the world, they have ways of doing that we don't do anymore because we love God. Say amen. Oh, my. Oh, help me, Lord. So the whole premise of our faith turned up is understanding that there are situations, circumstances that transpire in our lives. But God has given us a measure of faith to start out with through by salvation. And it is our responsibility to increase that faith. And circumstances, the atmosphere that calls for us to recognize, wait a minute, the level of faith that I have is not enough to deal with what it is that I'm faced with. So I need to turn my faith level up. Amen. Y'all with me? Those of you who helped me out, those of you who weren't there, I gave an example of the light of a candle is not like the light of a light bulb. Light of a light bulb is not the same intensity as the light of the Dallas stadium. Amen. Well, AT&T stadium. I don't care. Boys are winning now. It's not the same intensity of light at the stadium as compared to a light bulb or a candle. And the stadium lights, as bright as they are, has nothing on the sun. No level of intensity. And so what we strive to do is we strive to match the intensity of our circumstances with the level of faith that God has given us. And if what we have is not matching or not able to overcome to change the atmosphere, then I need to increase my faith. And we learned how to do that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the... And I took note to this whole issue of, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. When was the question that I asked? When, Lord? When is this applicable? And what the Spirit of God said to me is, now. Without faith, now. I can add that because what I need in terms of this faith turned up in the circumstances that I'm faced with and I'm dealing with right now. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because I can land right here. First landing, only landing, if you want me to. But I sense and I believe that when we talk about God's blessing and things of that nature, somehow we've convinced ourselves because of the circumstances that we've got to wait till the circumstances changes before we can exercise our faith. We have to wait till the circumstances changes before we get excited about the fact that God did it. Oh, come on now. I know we're saying no, but I'm saying that our responses and the things that we're doing, it gives this impression that I got to wait until the breakthrough happens before I can shout and I can say amen and I can say, God, thank you for what you have done when he's already done it. When has he done it? Now. And see, the issue is, Brother Shannon has been emphasizing and pushing to us, I believe from just things I've heard and things that me, even myself personally, is going through, that there are things that we are experiencing corporately. That there are things that are going on that they may be individual to our experience, but corporately, there is a challenge to the intensity of your faith. And the Spirit of God is saying, turn it up. Look at your neighbor and tell them, turn it up. Now, see, if you don't mean that, don't say it. But some of us need to hear that. When? Come on, y'all, talk to me. Because right issues are happening, and right sickness is happening, and right I need more money, and right I need a change at my job, and right my husband needs to act right, and right my wife needs to line up, and right I need the Lord. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. So here's our scripture. And here's the exciting thing about our now. The faith for my now. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. In the NIV it reads this. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you. And in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor. Now, in the context of this writing, Paul is dealing with specifically the individual's identification of the grace that has been given them through the act of salvation, that the word of God has come forth, and you're not saved because you did anything, but because of God's grace. And don't take that grace lightly. Don't take it for granted. Don't walk in it in vain. The work and the things that we, meaning Paul and the other apostles, the things that we're doing and the hardships that we have we've dealt with, all of that is so that God would bring you his word, so that right now what your life was doesn't have to be that way. Because of salvation, because of what the Lord provided some years and years and years ago, it was already done through Jesus Christ. Even before Christ manifest, he had already set it up, but now it was manifest and now you're walking in it. Don't take for granted. That's the context. But then now we're able to expand this, because now that we're walking in it, our problem and our challenge is the circumstances that we face have become bigger than our faith was when we first got saved. And the unfortunate part about it is that we have a responsibility to grow our faith. We have a responsibility to turn our faith up, but we are not giving ourselves a chance and an opportunity to see God's blessing, to see God's favor manifest, because we're waiting on God to come to us. Just like little kids don't wait for the Christmas tree to come up to the stairs to them. Guess what they do on Christmas Day? They go down the steps. Look, if you were like me, little kids, y'all know, if you was like me at 12, oh, half of one, because my mama was like, you ain't opening nothing until Christmas Day. So I said, oh, since we going to get technical. 12:01, it's official. And you went downstairs and there was the tree and you saw the presents, but you know what? You're sitting there and you're looking and you look, give me the one with my, and when do I want it? Now. Sometimes you got to look at little kids and understand that they know a lot more than us when it comes to this faith thing. They're not caught up with the circumstance. Mama, I don't care that you didn't make breakfast. I don't want breakfast. I want what you got for me. Brothers and sisters, I know that we are all, this is little kids now, they're brothers and sisters. Brother, sister, I know that we all blessed by mama and dad, but I don't care about what you getting. What was anticipation for me, expectation for me? I know that there's something there for me. We might share, but it's there. It's mine. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it looked like, but it's in a big box. It's heavy. How do you know? Because I checked on it. y'all follow me now. Don't get caught up just in what I'm saying on the surface. I checked on it. I inspected it. And even though it was not yet time, it's not yet time, I know it's mine now. Ooh, Lord Jesus, help them. Paul, he quotes scripture when speaking to the individuals in Corinth. Psalm 69:13. But I pray to you, Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. He also pulls from the text in Isaiah 49:8. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign the desolate inheritances. Today is a new day, y'all. Today is a new day, y'all. See, the challenge that we have is that God, he is plotted. He has come and he has orchestrated. That's my word. It's not really that big, but it's wonderful in this context. He has orchestrated. You ever witnessed the aspect of an orchestra? And the guy with the skinny stick, he doesn't do a whole lot of moving, but his gestures cause the different musicians to do different things at different times. God is orchestrating different things to happen at different times in your life and in my life. He's making things sound off, but when it all comes together, it's beautiful music. And God is sitting and he's orchestrating various areas and ideas and thoughts of favor for you, for you, for you, for you. And he's looking for you and I to begin to respond to what it is that he's already promised. But you got to understand how God, it's an orchestra. We are the instruments. See, so it's not just one horn playing. So that one horn can't expect for God just to, the orchestrator just to just focus on them. Expecting for their sound to be what it is. Your sound is going to be what it is, but in reference to all of the sounds coming together in unity. That your noise that you're making right now may be noise by itself, but then when you come together with others who are making noise, about how good God is, about what God has for you, what he's not only promised you, but what he has shown you. And even though you don't know how you're going to get there and how it's going to be, that you're not going to just sit alone, but you're going to come together with other people who believe in just like you. Oh, wow. Okay. Who are battling and struggling and wrestling with things, but yet have come in a corporate setting and saying, let's make beautiful music together right now, because God has a blessing with our names on it. And we want to change. We want to change the atmosphere of us, so that when we go out and we continue to contend, I can say, but right now is the time of God's favor. And right now is the time of his salvation. And look, I don't know what it looks like. I mean, I know I can anticipate what I'm hoping for, but God, my God is bigger than even my hopes and my dreams and my thoughts. He does things bigger than that. So, and I don't know how it might come. It might come through one of the other instruments. I don't know how it will come, but I'm going to make sure that I'm there participating in the music. I know. Today is a new day, and it's a new opportunity for us to see God do something amazing for us. In the midst of what we're dealing with, right? See, I know that when we deal with this issue of faith, there is this issue of waiting. There is this, I don't see it now, so I must wait for the manifestation. I must wait for it to be where it is that I am. But I dare say this, that God is always seeking for us not to change just what we see around us, but to change our minds about how we even respond to things that are happening and things that are going on. That the renewing of our mind only comes by way of the word and our relationship with him. Do I trust God enough to know that I'm not waiting on God to do anything, because he's already done all that he's going to do? It is just me, just like a child, going to where it is he wants me to go, because therein lies the favor that he's already set up for me. This is why you can't just go any place and be doing anything. Why? Because you'll end up in a place where there's not God's favor, but some falling and some faults and some frustration and frivolous activities and fruitlessness. And we do this because we are wanting to see now what God has promised us now, but many times we're unwilling to go where he wants us to go to get our now. We're unwilling to sacrifice what needs to be sacrificed to get our now, so we take it upon ourselves to do it our way. So his now becomes my now, and my now doesn't always give me the results of favor that I need now. I operate out of frustration and fear instead of faith. Out of frustration and fear, because I'm not comfortable with the unknown. And I'm calling it unknown because I'm not spending time with the one who knows everything. Oh man, just let's keep it real. I'm not spending that time. I mean, I know God. He's great and he's awesome out there, over there. I know that he is able. But when, Lord, when? And God says, now. Because it's an issue of your salvation. Not just we in the context, he speaks about the grace and he speaks about us individuals getting saved. But there's daily I need salvation from things that are binding me and holding me and limiting me and frustrating me. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Daily I'm dealing with things that hinder me and block me, and I need to be free. And God says now. But I pray to you, it says in Psalms. I pray to you. And I wonder how many times that we genuinely pray to God about the now instead of praying to God about the circumstance. Oh, I'm talking to myself. It's all good. I know exactly where you are. God, I need you to do this for about this and this and this and this and this. And the Lord's response many times is, but I've already taken care of that. I'm not going to talk about that with you. And we get frustrated because, Lord, I don't hear anything from you. And the Lord is like, but you've already heard. And you say, I heard what? The last thing that I said to you was what? The last thing that I laid before you was what? I know, Lord, but nothing happened. Where are you? We talked about this issue of presence. Where are you? Well, I'm over here doing what it is that I feel is necessary to move this thing forward. Ah, that's wonderful. How's that working out for you? Well, Lord, you know, your grace is sufficient. It sure enough is. But you hadn't even tapped into it yet. I'm sorry. I want to encourage you today. I do. I want to encourage you today. But I got to tell you the truth. I got to tell you where we are in our mindset and why we contend with what we're contending with now. Because our focus is not on God and his favor and what he's already done. Our focus is on the frustrations and the fear and the issues of things that do hinder us and do hold. Those are real things, y'all. Those are real. But God is realer. I know. See, y'all pity-patting right now. And it's okay. I understand because you got to get this. There's a transition and transformation that has to happen in each and every one of us. We're going to have to go and we're going to have to reason with God in regards to what have I really been doing? How have I really been responding? Have I been ungrateful? Have I really been operating in a spirit of gratitude? Can I really say God's had a blessing for me with my name on it? Can I really say that? And do I really believe that? And God challenging us is that if you look at your heart and you really, really go where he goes, he'll show you that not all the time. And Lord, how do you know this? And how will I know this? Well, look at the results that are before you. What results? The natural? No. Look at how you are when these things come to you. Look at how you are responding. Look at the words that come out of your mouth. Are your words my words, or are your words your words that you come and pray to me that you don't say anymore? Are your actions the actions that of things that you have seen in my word? Or are your actions in which now you have to come back and ask me to forgive you for? Amen. Oh my. That's me. New King James, verse 2, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Context of the scripture, he's speaking in past tense. So the acceptable time or the time of favor, which is now for us, God is saying, but it's already for me. Okay, I'm going to say that again. The acceptable time is so far as God's perspective, and as this writing is indicating, I have helped you. In the day of salvation, I have helped you. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. So having heard, having helped is past tense for God. For you and I, since we're not yet experiencing what it is that we want to experience, it hasn't happened yet. But God is saying, I've already helped you. What you're waiting on time, but the time is already here. And if you keep playing around, it's going to be way past you. Because it's already an acceptable time. It is already the time of favor right now. Oh my God. When is the time of favor, Lord? When am I to wait for it? It's already passed you. If I can just take this liberty for a minute, you and I, we need to go backtrack and catch up to all of the favor that he already set up for us. So that we can catch up to the favor of our now, where he has us now. Wow, that's too much. That's too much. I'm sorry. Many times in our lives, we're looking for a change in the winds of our lives to change. And I mean, it's in the natural, that's real. There's a lot of changes going on with us. A lot of things going on around us changing. A lot of negative issues seem to have had full reign in our lives as believers. But it seems like favor and blessing and healing and breakthrough, increase, we're waiting on this. We're waiting in the natural on this, and the Lord would say, but it's something that I've already established. I need you to see your now the way I see your now. I need you to not only see it, but I also need you to receive it. When? Receive the favor now. Receive the favor now. It's not singular. There is this cumulative. Woo. Wait, I like that. There is this cumulative favor that somehow we have missed. Now, remember what I said. If your name is on it, okay, I'm going to come down here because y'all playing. My mother-in-law used to frustrate me. Not in a bad way, but just in a way of my kids, because my kids, they love going back up north with us, because what would happen is grandma would buy all of these gifts for them. And they would be excited about it, you know, because, I mean, we bought them gifts and stuff like that, but my mother-in-law went over the top. And I knew the bad things that they did. Their names kept switching on that list. I mean, come on now. Just had stuff, and more stuff would come out, and more stuff would come out. And I'm sitting there going, ooh, I know what you did. Favor. They experienced favor. But here's the thing. Years later, mother-in-law was cleaning out her attic. And for the sake of her knowing her grandchildren and them going around and looking and seeing where the gifts were, because she would hide it around her house. Years later, she'd go and she'd clean out her attic and she'd find stuff that she had for them, that she bought for them, that she hadn't even pulled out. With their names on it. Stuff that she forgot about that she did for them. And I wonder sometimes that we miss God so much that there's favor and blessings and things that were already established for you, but because of the blinders on your eyes, you missed what he had. But here's the thing. Just like my mother-in-law, what could she do? But give them what she bought them with their name on it. Now, here's the crazy thing about it. They're older now. So that blessing is appropriate for the time. So it's difficult for us because God is blessing us with things that in our life now doesn't seem to be relevant anymore. And so we can't get excited about, you know, some of the things that we have right now, because we think that it's not appropriate right now for where I am right now. And so I don't know about you, but I want to stay on course and up to date with what God has for me in my now right now, because I want to be able to really be blessed with what he has right now and not have to backtrack to stuff that he's not going to give it to anybody else. See, y'all got, we got this other thing. Oh, well, God, he wants to bless me, but if I don't get it, then I guess I lost it. No. God's got a blessing with your name on it. And I believe, and y'all just help me out, because I'm still journeying in this. I believe that as my faith begins to match his favor, that's what he releases to me. But where I am in my now, whatever he's releasing to me, it may not necessarily be appropriate for what it is that I need. And so I have to continue, what? To exercise my faith until I catch up to the favor that he's already released for me for my... God, I thank you for this, but could you give me the other thing? And the Lord is like, I have it for you, but your faith is not matching up with the favor. My sons, they got it, the action figures that my mother-in-law had, and it was nice, but they're like, Nana, I'm 22 years old now. You're going to play with these toys. Y'all get the point. I'm appreciative, but where I am in my level in my life is not matching with the favor that you had for me when I was supposed to get it. That now, I didn't get it then, I grew out, and now I'm at a different level. And so, it's yours. I can't give it to you. I'm not going to give it to anybody else. It's yours. But what can you do with that favor from back then? Except appreciate it. And understand that there's more that God has for you. I believe, I honestly, y'all, I really and truly believe that that's a lot of what we're experiencing. We're not recognizing the favor that's being released to us is in conjunction with the faith that we are releasing to God. And it may not, and the things that are coming to us, it just seems like it's just trickling to us. But when you were younger, you couldn't handle what it is that you are looking for today. You couldn't be able to deal with it. But now where you are today, your faith needs to be turned up. But what you had faith for that, God is releasing that to you. And you're looking at it like, well, thank you, Lord. And you carry that attitude in church. Lord, I thank you for the clothes on my back. Hallelujah. I thank you for the food on the table. Praise the Lord. Thank you for healthy children. Can you take them back? I'm sorry. Y'all pray. Somebody's like, amen. Stop. Just stop it. Now is the time of God's favor. It doesn't say next week. It doesn't say a month from now. It says now. And God's intention is that there are things that I've already released. I've already set it up and assigned for you. And you corporately, you together, your testimony and the things that you speak about what God is doing in your life, even though you may think that it's small, it's not that it's small. It's that what he's saying is turn your faith up and do it quickly. Catch up quickly. You there's obedience that is in line with what it is that, but you're still backtracking and trying to get it right for yourself. And the Lord would say to you, stop trying to do it in your own power, because there is no favor and blessing in your own power right now. You see that. There's only temporal joy. Only temporal happiness. Only a moment. And you and I, we're not built for moments. We're built for momentum. We're built to keep it moving. One victory after the next. One conquest after the next. One standard of living to another standard of living. One aspect of touching lives to a collective of lives we get to touch. We are built to conquer. We are built to be successful. We are built, and that success is not always the way we think it is. It's not always the way we feel that it is. But if we're lining up with God and his word, when we understand that whatever we do to his glory. And if he's glorified, we win. If he's glorified, we've won. If he's glorified, then you can chalk that up and say, boom, thank you, Lord, and now on to the next. What else do you have for me? And as you're moving in obedience to his will, then along with what you do in his will comes his favor, because he has to have you clear of thought, clear of mind, strong and able to do what it is that he's called you to do. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I don't have time for any more foolishness. Anybody say that for real? Like, did anybody say that with an attitude? Like, you just got to a place. I'd say, so look at somebody else and just tell them, I don't have time for any more foolishness. I only got time for his favor. And his favor is right. I want to hit you on this last point and we're going to be done. Expectation. Expectancy. If God has already provided, already given, already established favor for me, then like that child, I have to change what drives me when it comes to my relationship with God, and just that whole connection. Because if it's about the moving of my life and momentum and in God being glorified, then Lord, what is it that needs to change? Now, for our children, you know, as we get to these holiday seasons, you might notice if you start making promises to your child that their behavioral pattern changes. Especially if you tell them something that you might possibly get them that they say that they want. That all of a sudden their eyes get bright. They start helping with the dishes. They walk the dog, and it's not even your dog. They're painting fences. Helping old ladies across the street. Their attitude changes because there is expectation for something that they view that they need. How many of y'all know we need God's favor? I need his favor. I need his blessing. I need the manifestation in so many areas and what have you. And God says, well, change your expectation. You and I, many times, because of circumstances, although we know, again, God is able, we don't expect him to do what he's able to do. I mean, in our heart of hearts, we know he's able. But sometimes, and many times, we defer to, well, God, if you want to do it, I guess you'll just do it. And we forget, wait a minute, this is about a relationship. I don't want to do it. I've already done it. I don't want to do it. I've already done it. Any parent out there, your kids told you something that they wanted for Christmas and you had already, you beat them to the punch. And you see them and their attitude changes and their behavior changes. And in the back of your mind is like, wow, you don't even know. I already hooked you up. You just keep doing that. Don't you mess up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So can you imagine the God of the universe he's already done it. He's already done it. And he's looking for you to change your expectation. You, like your child, to become that wide-eyed child. It's like, oh, wow, you're going to do that? You're going to do that? And God's heart is like, I've already done it. You don't even know I've already done it. You don't see it yet, but I've already done it. Just wait on my time, and just wait on my time. Because when I release this to you, oh, boy. When did God do it? I did it now. You just don't know I did it now, but I want you to expect it like I did it now. I want you when you see the box as you're getting closer to that time. I want you to be like, ooh, my name. Where's my name? There's my name. I don't know what's in that box. And some of you parents like me, God is not like this. He'll give you a big box, and then you open it up on the day, and then there's another box on the inside. You open that box, and there's another box on the inside of that. And you open that box, It is a little box. God don't do that to us. God doesn't do that to us. The size of our favor, the size of our blessing, it's matched by the level of faith and expectation. God, you have already done it. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it is. But if I'm seeing a big box, then whatever you got, if it's because of the size of that box. Does that make sense? If the vision that you gave me is huge, and I don't know how, but you're not going to change that. You're not going to change that. But my faith has to match the favor. My faith has to match the favor. Our children, the kids, they got big. They have big aspirations for Christmas. And sometimes for us as parents, our wallet don't match their expectation. I know, right? But we got to believe God because we want the best for our kids. Amen? How much more then do you think the creator of the universe, who he's not limited by a wallet, not limited by, he's not, resources are not an issue for him. Because all he needs to do, if he so chooses, is just to speak a thing. He's not limited by what your job can do. He's not limited by that boss who seems to be the hindrance for you getting that promotion. He's not limited by that person. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. He's not limited by your legal issues. He's not even limited by your sin. Oh my God. Man, Brother Shannon, I wish that more people would be listening right here, right now, bro. God is not limited by even your shortcomings. Because while we were yet sinners, that was our now. Christ, the Bible says, Christ died for us. See, our now then, well, whatever it was in sin, he was already in the aspect of giving you favor and grace. Giving me favor and grace. So he's not even limited by your shortcomings. Change your expectation. Change your expectation. And while you wait with expectancy, believe that God has already made it happen for you. Just like your children walk in that, I know it's going to be good. I don't see it, but it already is. When is my favor? My favor is now. When is that salvation? That salvation for me is now. I don't have to wait on the change. I am the change. When are you going to change? I'm changing now. So say that with me. I am changing now. Tell somebody, confess that to somebody right now. Look at somebody and just tell them right now. I am changing now. I am changing now. I am changing. See, some of y'all ain't saying it. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, I am changing now. And the statement that we all make, we make by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. God is doing something amazing in our lives, even in the midst of what seems to be now. He's not working things out. He's already worked it out. He's just putting things into place for us, in us, to get us in position, positioning us, moving us, getting us to where we need to be able to receive what he already has for us now. We need to change our perspective, our mindset about what it is that God does and what it is that we ought to be doing. I dare say this, that there's a lot more work that we need to do on our side than what God has to do on his side. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That all about waiting on the Lord and waiting on the Lord. You take the scripture out of the context. Waiting on the Lord is waiting as in a waiter. As in, what, Lord, what can I do for you? Not waiting as in, okay, Lord, when are you going to make that happen? The Lord is saying, well, when are you going to turn your faith up? I love you. When are you going to turn your faith up? And when are you going to walk in the expectation like a little child to know that I know that that's mine. It's mine. Not just happiness, but joy. It's mine. Not just a calmness or getting, but peace is mine. It's mine. Not just, you know, what the doctors say, but the health. It's mine. It's mine. And God, I don't know. I used to say, I don't know your direction, but Lord, I can't see your direction, but I know you're directing and it's mine now. It's mine now. Whichever way you want me to go, I'm going to walk in that. When? Now. I'm going to do it now. What are you going to do? How are you going to do that? I don't know, but I'm going to just do what Abraham did. I'm just going to start going. Because sometimes it be like that. Just start going, and God will show you what He's already set up. Can someone say amen to that? And in the meantime, stay prayerful, stay consistent in the presence. And watch what God manifests for you. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Were you encouraged by this message today?
For more information on the teaching ministry of Pastor Rich Martin and Life Community Church, please call us at 817-468-9215. Or visit us on the web at www.mylifemycommunity.org.